Proverbs 8:35 and 36 says, "For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death." Now, no right-thinking person would purposely wrong his own soul, but those who sin against God and His wisdom are doing just that. By the very fact that such a person rejects wisdom, he is only hurting himself. And I've told the story of going to visit a 99-year-old man when I was a very young Christian. I was with an elder pastor and was mentoring under his wing, and he told me we were going to make a visit to a man he had witnessed to for decades. So this preacher would make the trip every few weeks to visit this man and preach the gospel. We arrived at his little house, knocked on the door, and the old man smiled and told us to come in. It was a dark house, dark, dingy walls, very little furniture or decorations. No one else lived there but this old man. And you could feel the loneliness just sitting there. After some chit-chat, the preacher laid the gospel out plainly. He asked the old man if he knew he was a sinner and lost, and the old man said, "Oh, yes, I reckon I am." And he asked him, do you know there's a heaven for those who are saved and hell for those who are not, don't you?" The man said, "That's what the old book says, yeah." Then he asked, "Well, wouldn't you like to be saved, Walt?" The old man answered, "No, I don't reckon I would, not today." And I was just shocked. A 99-year-old man who looked like a breathing corpse just sitting there, so frail he could barely move out of his chair. "But not today." And the preacher told me that this old man was as nice a man as you'd ever meet, but also one of the greatest fools he had ever met. And he told me a little about his previous 99 years and said, "That's the worst of fools, to reject the wisdom incarnate in the person of Jesus Christ and choose to go to an eternal hell in a lake of fire." But you know, all of us have been fools from one time or another. We've chosen to ignore God's word or blatantly disobey God's word and ignore His wisdom. Thankfully, none of those moments have to do with our eternal destiny, but there are still consequences. And my wife and I have been reading in 2 Chronicles 14 through 16 about Asa, the king. He began in 2 Chronicles 14:11, where it says, "He cried unto the Lord his God. God answered him, gave victory over his enemies." And for most of his 41 years that he reigned, he sought God and God's wisdom, and things went well. But then, about the time Baasha, the king of Israel, came down from the north and opposed him, he suddenly wounded his own soul by not seeking God and His wisdom. Without calling on God or God's prophet Azariah, Asa relied on the godless pagan king of Syria named Ben-Hadad. And it was all downhill from there. The prophet Hanani confronts Asa and rebukes him. And Hanani makes this amazing statement in 2 Chronicles 16:9, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward Him. Herein thou hast done foolishly. Therefore, from henceforth thou shalt have wars." Asa fulfilled what it says in Proverbs 8:36, "But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul." Asa ended badly, suffering a terrible disease in his feet the last 2 years of his life, stubbornly not seeking after God, as it says in 2 Chronicles 16:12, "And Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet, until his disease was exceeding great. Yet in his disease he sought not to the Lord, but to the physicians." I think of Asa, and I think of that old man and others like them often. I'm glad I stopped rejecting the Gospels 30-some years ago. And I don't ever want to be like that in my later years, where I reject God's wisdom and turn away from God. I want to end well, like Paul, who said in 2 Timothy 4:7 and 8, "I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing."